This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top UN court orders Israel to allow food and medical aid into Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. Aid deliveries have been impeded by Israeli military restrictions, ongoing hostilities, and the breakdown of public order, according to the UN and international aid groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters has this report.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has unveiled its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The company claims that it can recreate a person's voice with just 15 seconds of recording of that person talking. OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
France says it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers are finalizing security plans for the July 26th through August 11th games. The French capital's first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry said Friday that the request for foreign assistance was made in January, seeking 2,185 reinforcements. It said the officers are sought for game security and what it called, quote, the spectator experience, and that such assistance is common practice for major international events. The U.S. government approved $60 million in relief funds for the state of Maryland on Thursday to begin rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the city of Baltimore. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The bridge collapsed Tuesday morning after a massive cargo freighter that had lost power plowed into the structure in Baltimore Harbor. The bodies of two men have been recovered while four others are missing and presumed dead. They were conducting repairs on the bridge when it was struck. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Thursday that recovering the missing workers and bringing closure to their families remained a top priority. He also confirmed the Biden-Harris administration had approved his state's emergency funds request on Thursday, hours after it was submitted. An extraordinarily quick relief payout after such a disaster. A team of experts must first assess how to dislodge the vessel, which is loaded with thousands of containers and entangled in bridge debris.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The Vatican says Pope Francis has skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum to protect his health, adding to concerns about his frail condition during a particularly busy liturgical period. Francis has been expected to preside over the Way of the Cross procession, which reenacts Christ's passion and crucifixion, and composed the meditations that are read aloud at each station. But just as the event was about to begin, the Vatican announced that Francis was following the event from his home at the Vatican. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.